Call Refilwe now on 021 446 0567.
This is Cape Talk.
Join the conversation with John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
It's 8 minutes past three on Thursday the 5th of March. Afternoon from John Matham. What we're going to be doing this hour, and indeed for the 3 hours of the program this afternoon, is contingent and fluid. The Health Minister, William Keyser, is due to brief the media, the nation, from 5 o'clock this afternoon following the debate on the coronavirus, which is currently being conducted in Parliament. In the wake of the news that we have a first positive test for the disease, the virus in KwaZulu-Natal, and we will bring that live to you if it happens while we are on radio. Cyril Ramaphosa is aboard a plane at the moment on the way to Waterkloof Air Force. When he arrives, he's due to brief the media as well. If that happens, then we will bring that live to you. In the interim, we try to get hold of people, but the people who know stuff are not talking because they're saying wait until the health minister for you after 5 o'clock.
Sure. Don't change that dial. You didn't wake up in the middle of the afternoon. You're not on the wrong station. We're looking back on the 5th of March, 2020, when we first heard about our very first case of COVID-19. We've come a long way since then. We have now had a cumulative 1,517,666 cases of COVID-19 in South Africa since then, with unfortunately the loss of 50,462 people over that period. It was a really interesting time. I mean, we didn't, if you can cast your mind back, have any clue how this would affect us. All we knew is that people were dropping like flies in Italy. I think China was much better about protecting its information about deaths. We knew that it was quite far reaching and that they shut down movement, but Italy was much looser about information. You heard John say, be careful because the people in the know won't tell us what's happening. We were reliant on medical professionals, if you recall, in the closest ICUs and the like, to give us insights on how this disease was affecting one's body, and family members who would tweet. If you remember, there was that trending topic, if I'd known 10 days ago, as people were losing family members at an alarming rate, trying to warn the world that please take this thing seriously because I was so flippant 10 days ago. I thought this thing is just like flu. And now I'm watching my grandparents, passing away and elderly people passing away. I will never forget, for me in Italy, around the time that it arrived in South Africa, which is why I was so sure it was coming. I remember a grandmother who was in a neighborhood that was frequented by many elderly people. And her getting to the point, she lived with her family, getting to the point where she had been diagnosed and an emergency vehicle came to pick her up because it was a health risk. I mean, it was a national health risk. And she was fighting these emergency guys saying, I don't want to go. My friends have died here. I know when you go into the hospital, you don't come back. And so she was trying to fight the Red Cross operators. And they were like, it's actually a matter of safety. She had been isolated from her grandchildren and her children who she lived with in her house. And they were literally dragging her, kicking and screaming, to the hospital. And she had lost so many friends and she was just very afraid. However, we weren't, as I suppose, au fait, if you weren't looking at what was going on around the world. And so the minister was giving us a perspective on what was happening with this particular gentleman who was the first infection in South Africa.
As you have heard already, honorable members, we have already confirmed the first case that has tested positive for the coronavirus or COVID-19 in South Africa, in KwaZulu-Natal. I was informed this morning, I've already briefed the president. This is a person who had traveled to Italy, and they were a group of 10, and so they returned a few days ago. But the patient had consulted a general practitioner who was, because of the level of collaboration, was aware of the protocol that we have to take. Patient had presented with fever, headaches, malaise and sore throat, not much of a cough. And in the process, they took the specimen and then they got the laboratory informed. And this has been tested positive. But in the meantime, the patient was asked to stay on a voluntary home quarantine. And that now we've got the whole team of our emergency operations center has gone to identify all the contacts, interviewing the patient and the doctor, A tracer team has landed in KwaZulu-Natal. They are with epidemiologists and clinicians from the NICD. The doctor is also self-isolated, so we've actually descended on this particular case. We're now tracing the others who may have come back, so that we must then start widening the net to reach out to all those who could have been exposed and are at risk. We will be testing them as we have been doing in the past few weeks. Already more than 120 tests were done on cases where the doctors or the history suggested that we need to do so, and all of them have been negative up to this point. So I think it's important, therefore, that we must not allow panic to set in, because this spread of this virus is indeed worrying. In January, it was declared public health emergency of international concern by WHO. That allowed us to activate our emergency operations center, which was working with extra lines for the public as well as the doctors and clinics to be able to get advice. In the context of all of this, we actually said that it would be working until from 8 to 4, but now that the first case has been identified, we're going to be running on a 24-hour basis. So we would therefore be ensuring that very strong contact tracing.
Thankfully, to my understanding, patient zero remains alive and healthy, and it remained a mild infection. But Bruce just reminded me that our first confirmed death due to COVID-19 actually was in Cape Town. I remember when they used to call us Wuhan Cape. Remember, we went ahead ahead of the other provinces, even though it started out in KZN. What are your memories? I'm still asking you, what was the first thing that you tried to buy? This WhatsApp saying, we